Books and Arts. Literature and its influences. Mother, May I? New Ways to Kill Your Mother, Writers and Their Families, by Colm Tobin.
When the mother of Henry James, a 19th century American novelist, appeared at a séance with a message for him, he was not surprised. As in life, so too in death did his dear mother have an uncanny knack of pouncing upon the first occasion to get at me. New Ways to Kill Your Mother, the latest collection of essays from Colm Tobin, an Irish novelist and critic, is full of such moments when a writer and his family get at each other. Fractious family relations may not be uncommon, yet the extent to which these writers, including W.B. Yeats, Thomas Mann, James Baldwin and John Cheever, manage to fight with their parents, siblings and children, make arguments over the dinner table seem like a specialised art form. Mann justified spoiling his eldest child over his five others with the line, "One should get the children used to injustice early." J.M. Singh, an Irish playwright, was similarly pampered by his mother, and another, Samuel Beckett, admitted that he was what his mother's savage loving has made me. Georgie Yates implored a friend of hers not to speak with her mother because she loves to make a whirlpool and especially if she can suck me into it. And W.B. Yeats was busy dissuading his father from trying his hand at writing, an effort inspired in old age by his son's success. Mr. Tobin writes in muscular prose and has a keen eye for detail. Dividing his book in two, Ireland and elsewhere, he places these family wranglings within the larger context of trying to find an Irish voice and of the struggle for writers such as Tennessee Williams to work out their identities as gay men in America. In Mr. Tobin's opinion, killing your father or your mother is a necessary precursor to becoming an original writer. For most of his book, this argument is persuasive. However, not all of Mr. Tobin's chapters hang together well. The essay on Beckett reads more like the book review it started out as, and the final piece on Baldwin only just about succeeds in comparing his literary style with the recent autobiographies by President Barack Obama. Instead, the finest moments of Mr. Tobin's book are when he focuses on the writer's prose and how they went about creating their grim black marks on the page. Hart Crane, a young American poet who committed suicide aged 32 in 1932, writes with a syntax that has something hard and glittering in it. Baldwin had a fascination with eloquence itself, the soaring phrase, the rhythm pushed hard, the sharp and glorious ring of a sentence. Such phrasing stands out and suggests the strength of Mr. Tobin's writing style. In this respect, it is a shame that not more of Mr. Tobin comes through. Obviously fascinated with families, he has written eloquently elsewhere about his relationship with his mother and has peopled his fiction with fractured family relationships. But in this volume, his parents are never mentioned, and any personal recollection is brief. By concentrating only on the liberated voices of others, Mr. Tobin has somehow managed to constrict his own.